Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, December 6th, 2017. A dead body was found early yesterday morning at the S and U-Bahn station Frankfurter Allee. According to a police spokeswoman for the DPA, there is no evidence of a crime after the first investigation. Per local sources, the man was homeless and his body was reportedly found under the railway bridge. Berlin Briefing will report any additional findings as the investigation continues. The Karl Kramer Primary School in Gesundbrunnen has been partially closed due to a massive mold and pigeon feces infestation. Several rooms on the ground floor, as well as the computer room, canteen, and gymnasium, are no longer open to students and school employees. Under a guise of anonymity, one teacher has pointed out that colleagues have been reporting mold infestation for years, but only now is action being taken by school authorities. Mitte's head school politician, Carsten Spalek of the CDU, has reported to the Berliner Zeitung that measurements have been carried out in some of the school's rooms by a specialist company recently as part of the planned renovation of the school buildings, and the results have shown that certain areas in the school cannot be used safely. The school, located in one of Berlin's poorest areas, the Soldner Kiez, is an all-day school where more than three-quarters of the pupils come from families who depend on social service assistance. The cafeteria is one of the closed-off areas, meaning students can only eat in the classrooms, and therefore no hot lunches are being served. In addition, phys ed classes must take place outside rather than in the gymnasium. And given the cold winter weather, the headmistress has directed parents to give their children weather-compatible clothing for sports lessons. It is reported that the district and the school administration have tolerated the bad conditions for quite some time. Teachers report that an art studio in the basement has been closed for over a year, the attic cannot be entered due to pigeon feces, and the main staircase is currently closed. Furthermore, employees report that some parts of the building can only be entered via a so-called dead staircase, which is questionable from a fire protection point of view. Over the next 10 years, the Senate intends to spend 5.5 billion euros on its school building offensive, and all schools have undergone a building scan for this purpose. It is still unclear how long the building in the Zechlener Straße will be partially closed. Following up on the Potsdam bomb and the alleged extortion of parcel service provider DHL, Brandenburg police have numerous reports, but still no hot lead. So far, according to police spokesman Mario Heinemann on Tuesday morning, 53 tips from the population have been recorded. The spokesman went on to say that citizens have alerted the police 10 times on suspicious parcels. In all cases, however, content and origin was clarified without the use of special staff. A temporary all-clear signal was given on Tuesday in Königs Wusterhausen after a plastic bottle containing a white powdery substance was found on fire Monday evening, and another similar bottle was found not far away from the first. The police announced yesterday that a connection with the current DHL blackmailing of parcel bombs was not recognizable, reporting that the devices were homemade firecrackers and unrelated to the DHL incident. There were also false alarms on Monday in Gronsee, north of Berlin, and in Thuringen. To reiterate, the blackmailer or blackmailers are demanding a $1 million sum from the postal subsidiary DHL and threatening to send further parcel bombs. The Brandenburg Police and the Public Prosecutor's Office have called on the population to help them in their search for the perpetrator or the perpetrators, but also to exercise caution, adding that other packages with explosive contents are likely. Small businesses in particular could be affected, but also private individuals, adding that if people feel uneasy about a package, the police should definitely be called and the package should never be opened. One should pay attention if the return address on a package is missing, handwritten, illegible, misspelled, or written in an unusual place, or strange material is sticking out of the transmission. The police telephone tip line is still in operation and can be found in our show notes. Peter Steudner, a human rights activist detained for months in Turkish pre-trial detention, was awarded the Peace Prize of the Quaker Help Foundation in Berlin yesterday. Together with the Mennonites and the Church of the Brethren, the Quakers belong to historically peace-seeking churches. According to the award ceremony yesterday in the Hauptstadt, Mr. Steudner has been campaigning for years for violence prevention and peace building. In his commendation, former Bundestag President Wolfgang Thierse called Steudner a hero. Throughout his life, he has always been committed to the rights of others. The prize, which was awarded for the first time, is an endowment of 2,000 euros. As Berlin Briefing has reported over the last several months, Peter Steudner was arrested in Istanbul on July 5th for alleged terrorist support and jailed with several other activists. On October 26th, the court decided to release him unconditionally from custody. The politically motivated trial against him in Turkey, however, continues. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.